Welcome to the Brain Injury Podcast. Last week, I was in a bad spot. Not bad, I was calm. And I thought maybe there was this part of me that died because I worked a regular job for a whole week. And I was really paranoid that something inside me had just burned out. My flame had burned out. My pilot light was gone. Well, that's all bullshit. Turns out that I spent a whole week dealing with people that were radically more competent than me. And I did have a challenging week. I was staring at somebody else's computer screen for 40 hours, you know, not straight, but almost 40 hours straight. And I was just beat up and tired. And what happened was, one of my brother-in-laws, came borrowing money. He was going to piss away. It's a long damn story. And you know, the wife was livid. You'd have to hear the whole thing. It's beyond the scope of this podcast today. But it turned out I was mad as hell and I was ranting. So all it really was I just wasn't mad. I was in a numb state from doing tough work. Well, tough's probably a strong word. It's still easier than roofing. Easier than coal mining, I guarantee you that. So I'm back and fuck them. So my flame is not burned out. And we've got a barn boozer today. I don't know what that word is, so I made one up by... Here we go. Here's the title, Slavery versus Victimhood. What is the difference? All right, so here we go. So anytime you treat blacks different than whites, you're victimizing them. If we give blacks special treatment, we implied that they need special treatment. Well, why would a black person need special treatment? Are they inferior? No, we've covered that. Are they less intelligent? No. Are they less physically capable? No. So if none of these things, then don't give them special treatment. Don't give special treatment to anybody. I mean, be nice. But like I always say, be a dude, you know, try to make the world a little better place, but you don't have to sit around just looking for black people to help. You can just kind of help everybody. Sometimes just picking up some trash or cleaning up your own yard is the way you help the universe, you know? So, you know, whatever. And so here's the big secret. And this is what we don't see in the Super Bowl commercials. So ask a black truck driver if he'd rather see a white kid in blackface or his truck break down. We know full damn well that no truck driver wants his fucking truck to break down. It's obvious. You think he gives a shit about what some college kid's doing on Halloween? No, he wants his damn truck to run. People don't sit around thinking about these things unless it's in a podcast or, I don't know, in college maybe somewhere. All right, let's keep going with these. I have a few of these. So ask LeBron James if he'd rather a Republican buy a sandwich or him sprain an ankle the week of finals. Well, no athlete wants to get hurt the week of finals. So, of course, he'd rather a Republican buy a sandwich. And why do I always say that? I like to say the Republican buy a sandwich thing because I'm pretty sure that's racist. I just don't know why. I just got this feeling that it's on Twitter right now. And if it's not on Twitter now, it'll be in a month. That a Republican bought a sandwich is fucking racist. I don't know. That's kind of a stupid inside joke. In my own head, that is. No one else knows it. It's not funny to anybody else. All right. Ask any black parent if they'd rather live in a world of Mark Twain books, or would they rather their own kid flunk a test at school? People don't give a shit. Parents don't give a shit about other people's books. Just don't read them if you don't like them. Having your kid flunk a test is a big damn problem. You got to bust his ass and get him tutored. You got to find a way to get him motivated. That's hard. So I don't know a person alive who would pick some you know, abstract notion of what books to ban versus, you know, their own family having some serious trouble. Sorry. So here's another one. So owning a business is tough. You're going to get kicked in the face like 10,000 times a year or something. So ask a black business owner if they'd rather be called the N-word or be locked down for COVID. I'm going to say that again. That's a good question. Ask a black business owner, would you rather be called the N-word or locked down for COVID? I got a feeling, I got a hunch that almost no business owners, let's make it a restaurant owner. Yeah, you want your restaurant to shut down, your way of life to shut down, or would you rather have some asshole just call you the N-word? I already know there is no restaurant owner alive that wants their damn restaurant shut down. And they'd take a kick in the face and a mugging and God knows what else if they could avoid a freaking lockdown. A lockdown's the worst damn thing you can do at a restaurant. Now, we could talk about the lockdown another time, and I probably will. I probably should do that soon before this is all over. Oh, wait, COVID is never going away. It's going to be here for a decade. That's another story. Fauci's a motherfucker, in my opinion. And that's another story, too. So, you know what I'd think? I'd think that if you're talking to like a black business restaurant owner. Now, a restaurant owner is a tough kind of person. They've been through some shit. Everything fucks up. People just don't show up, you know, like waiters and waitresses, the cooks don't show up, and the water lines bust. Things go wrong every day if you're running a restaurant. Restaurant business is tough. So you could just imagine some, you know, a scumbag actually says, calls them the N-word. You know, they're kind of like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction. Motherfucker, this ain't the first time I've had a gun in my face. Well, that's not even close, but he doesn't even say motherfucker. This ain't the first time I've had a gun in my face. Remember how calm and cool he is? He is not affected by that gun at all. And you think a badass really gives a shit if you're going to cast a little word at him? Boo! That word has no power anymore. That's my opinion. I mean, that's what I'd like to see. I wish every black person in the world could say, hear that word and go, kind of like they do in the vampire movies now, where they used to be like in the old 1930s movies, you hold up your fingers to make a cross symbol, and the vampire's like, oh, no, not me. You know the secret. You can just take two sticks and put them together, make a plus sign, and the vampire falls over. But then in the new movies, that shit don't work anymore. And I'd like to think that black people are powerful in a state now where, granted, nobody wants to hear that damn word, but so maybe in rap songs, but if somebody mean used that word, they'd look at him and go, God, you're dumb. You're wasting my time. I'm out of here. That would be better. That would be better. So yeah, I don't think too many black business restaurant owners are so fragile they can't handle hearing a sound. And again, I don't want them to hear that sound. It's not nice, but whatever. Same concept applies to moms. I don't know if you guys know moms. If your own mom, just so you know, was a very nice lady about 10 months before you were born, assuming you're the oldest. 10 months before our oldest kid was born, she was probably really, really, really nice and innocent and liked like animals and flowers and shit like that. At least, you know, my wife is that way. And then something happened, and then her son popped out, and then she got mean and mean and meaner. And now I'm kind of like, sometimes I'm shocked. I'm like, this human has nothing to do with the person I met 20 years ago or whatever. But it happens to all of them. They all get mean. It even happens to like lions and tigers and stuff. You don't fuck with the mom. She'll rip your damn dick off. It's true. So here's my question. Do white women really think that the main mom needs white women to put a diaper on them? You really think a black mom's like, oh, please, white people, give me the secret. I need the power you guys have. No, the black chick will rip your damn dick off, too. So you really think black business owners who have 900 problems this month and still made a profit really care about your banned books of the month club? No one cares about if you ban Tony the Tiger or Pat Sajak. That doesn't help anybody. So going out and all this banning bullshit, if you're trying to help black people, you really think... I made up Tony the Tiger, but surely Tony the Tiger is racist, too. I mean, is the potato racist? It's so hard to keep up with this shit. But here's the other one. Black people puke. I mean, bleh, bleh, bleh. Whenever they see every fucking Super Bowl commercials focusing on how different we are. How much bullshit they or their peers went through in the past. And it happened this year. Every Super Bowl commercial was just race, 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 race. People with real problems don't have time for race, 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 race. Maybe you do on a little podcast like I'm doing right now, but that's about it. You still have, after this podcast is over, I'm done talking about this shit. I'm going back to real life or real physics and socioeconomics are a factor. So here's some big secrets. Black people don't sit around thinking about white people much. I mean, there might be a few. There might be some in academia. But the average person, how many minutes a day do they sit there just going, white people, white people, And I bet it's similar to the number of white people who sit around thinking about black people, just doesn't happen. You don't have time for that shit. But black people do have shit to do. They have lawns that need to be mowed. The food on the stove's burning. The baby's crying. Teenage kids don't listen. You get scary letters from the IRS. The trucks break down. Lockdowns you got to deal with. Championships to win. Kids that drag their ass every morning when it's time to go to school. All real life shit. And it sounds exactly the same, white or black. We're all going through the same damn mess, give or take. So here's something I'm wondering. Like, I want to know, like, right now I need a new roof on my house. My roof is like got like 10 minutes left. I'm not kidding. And I need to do that now. Like, get somebody in here to you know, to fix my roof. So I wonder, like, how many black dudes or chicks drove by somebody's yard, saw the Black Lives Matter sign, and they said, like, Black Lives Matter? Roofs matter, motherfucker! I need a new roof! I'm imagining the guy off of fucking Friday, like the old guy. I think he passed away, died there recently. He was on Rogan like a couple years ago, and about the funniest guy alive. I wish I could remember his name, but I just imagine that guy, like, roofs matter, motherfucker! Like, you got... Again, we got real problems to figure out. All right, so, and here's the other big secret. It doesn't matter much who your grandpa was. You're not your grandpa, you're not your dad. And yeah, your ancestors, they pass on genes. Some might give you some cash. Some leave you in debt. My dad gave me a really nice drill when he died. That was pretty cool. And they may give you a chip on your shoulder. This is closer to me, actually. But here's the thing, is the people that change the world often have a chip on their shoulder. So my point is you can use whatever you need to as fuel. If you were truly fucked over by the entire white race, which I don't think is possible, but even if six white people got together and really hurt you really bad, well, you can use that to become successful. And you don't have to destroy the world. You can still change it for the better. You can use that as fuel anytime you get tired. You start thinking about those motherfuckers and you're going to teach them a lesson by being awesome. I mean, not with more hatred and more negative, more destruction. You're going to build a company and get rich and show them bastards. So every individual can make a choice which path they want to go down. We're all going to, you know, I like this idea of being judged at the end of this. I'm not spiritual or any of that stuff, but I just like the idea of getting a score. Like, how well did I do when I croak? And then I just turn into worm food. I think that's the good one. But you have that choice. And so if your grandpa got fucked over, your dad got fucked over, and you think, well, I'm getting fucked over too. Maybe. But maybe you can use that getting fucked over to your advantage and win. Maybe you have a superpower that people who were raised in easier circumstances didn't have. And this is something we see with immigrants a lot. Immigrants come over here and they'll work 100 hours a week. They'll fucking kill it. And, you know, and rotten white people are, you know, barely working 40. You know, like there's a fire in people that have been through some shit. And sometimes that fire is very valuable. So don't underestimate it. So if you think, you know, you're coming from rough circumstances, use it to your advantage. It's kind of like the Boy Named Sue, Johnny Cash song. Sometimes you go through some shit, but sometimes that makes you stronger in the end. So you can think about that. Okay, so what's my damn point of all this random ranting? One, we do not have to victimize black people. I say it's a crime to victimize people. You should only be empowering your peers. Only. There's no reason to knock people down. There's no reason to make people feel small. You want to make people confident. You know they can change the world. So encourage them to do so. So black people are just as strong, smart, friendly, weak, stupid, and obnoxious as anyone else. They're just people. And if they want help, you give it. And if they don't want help, you smile and you move on. It's as simple as that. You treat them like anybody else. Just regular people trying to do regular shit. The end. So if you can, but here's where it gets gross. If you convince an entire group of people that they're victims, you've convinced them of something truly sinister. You're saying they're not strong enough to solve their own problems. You're saying they're not smart enough to become doctors, lawyers, and engineers. You're saying they don't have the strength to fight for whatever it is they want in life. And you have to fight. Life's fucking hard. Victims don't last. Victims get eaten. So you make it a whole group of people weak with your goddamn propaganda. And I don't understand why anybody would do that. It sounds so sinister. So in conclusion, if you're having a hard time right now, well, get fucking used to it. It's always going to be hard. In fact, it's probably going to be a lot harder down the road than it is right now. It doesn't matter if some dickhead calls you the N-word or, you know, God knocks down a tree that lands on your house. Like, both suck. Shit happens. again, most people would rather just be called a word than have a damn tree land on them. So if you decided to be strong, be strong. You'll figure it out. That's it. So here's the thing. I think all racist bullshit is designed to create victims. I don't see any positives from all this stuff. All I see is it's unproductive and hate. It's designed to make us fight each other. Well, who has time for fighting? You got to fix your truck. You got to get your kid to school. So victims are powerless. And being powerless is often a choice. Sometimes it's a tough choice to decide to not to be powerless. You got to take responsibility. You got to own it when things go wrong and find a way to fix it yourself, hopefully. So basically, you got a bunch of scumbags out there that are profiting off of saying that you can't. They're going to blame it on whites. They'll tell you that whites should feel guilty for whatever they've done. They tell you the regular white who doesn't think he's racist is a closet secret racist. If you can't see the racism is secret. Who the fuck comes up with this stuff? Who has time for this shit? And ultimately, I think all those scumbags are doing are just trying to hurt you, and they're going to profit from it. They got the best-selling books. They're going to sell out arenas, charging God knows what, and they'll tell you that the black person can't succeed. Well, that's bullshit. They're succeeding. I mean, they're succeeding by being cunts, but they're making millions of dollars off this. The money for the Black Lives Matter shit is going somewhere, and I don't think it's empowering the black people like it says it's going to. I don't think it's going to help them. It's not breeding champions. Something else is going on, and we all can feel it. At least most of us. It doesn't feel like they're trying to make black people awesome. They're not trying to make people that are in a rough spot in a better spot. You just don't get that. It just feels like it's only a destructive force. That's how I see it anyway. Maybe I'm way wrong. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Maybe it's the secret racism coming out of me. Like, fuck you. I don't want black people. I want everybody to win. So, you know, of course, everybody, if you say everybody, that almost sounds like you're saying everybody's life matters. No, I would never say that. That would be racist. God damn it. Okay. So here's the big question in the end. What is worse? Would you rather be enslaved, or would you rather be convinced that you are a victim? Of course, being convinced that you're a victim means you're frail and weak. Again, would you rather be enslaved, you know, in real chains, or would you rather be in psychological chains? Being a victim leads one way, and that's depression, boys and girls. And I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. I wouldn't wish slavery on anybody either. So what do you pick? What do you do? So, the way I see it, I see a hell of a lot of similarities between being enslaved and being a victim. Out.